We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Hello, eco-friendly viewers in Padaro. This means welcome in Gujarati. The earliest known Gujarati document dates back to 1592. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santeni, Tapiraquai, channel 30. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Andanderias, channel 41 on TV Cable Andanderias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, formerly 24, in Limbe and Environs on CIATSAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hog Province, channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Internet City, channel Z 26 on Elha Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbat, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Super Vincent's Channel 47. In Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Utush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangqiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95, formerly 96, on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Goasheng Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
Happy Lunar New Year of the Tiger, everyone. Today's the first day of Lunar New Year. This traditional holiday is considered one of the most important in many Asian countries.
Over the next 3 days, we will be hearing from our correspondents around the world about the celebrations during this festive time. Let's now visit Beijing, China. Hello, looks like a lot of people are out today. Please tell us what's happening.
I am at Shichahai Park here in Beijing. Shichahai is a historical and cultural scenic district in the city. At this festival time, it is an ideal place to enjoy Beijing's vibrant culture.
This is the Year of the Tiger. What does that mean for 2010?
The tiger symbolizes strength and vitality. Therefore, in the hearts of the Chinese, the Year of the Tiger is also a lucky year. We think it will be a fortunate 2010 as more and more people choose the compassionate vegan diet.
Yes, we agree. We look forward to a peace-filled earth in which all beings are truly happy. It's really an amazing time on our planet.
It sure is. Now, let's hear what some of our Beijing friends' resolutions and wishes are for the world for this exciting new year.
希望在2010年让我们更加善待动物。
新的一年里，希望大家都关爱小动物。祝大家新春快乐！
快乐2010，吸塑环保救地球，耶、
yeah! ！Happy New Year! This is Supreme Master Television reporting from China.
Many thanks. Our next stop is South Korea. Hi, could you let us know about where you are?
Hello everyone, we are having a great time at Deoksegung Palace, which is located here in Seoul, the capital of South Korea. Deoksegung means the palace of virtue and signifies longevity. It's one of 5 major royal palaces of the Great Joseon Dynasty, which graced this historic city. It is definitely a time when Korean traditions come out in splendid colors.
Please tell us about some of those wonderful traditions.
Sure!Younger people perform their New Year's vows to their parents and the elderly, wishing for their longevity and good health. And in turn, the parents and the elderly give them lucky money and words of blessing for the coming New Year. There's also kite flying, top spinning, and shuttlecock kicking games.
Sounds like so much fun. What are some of the New Year wishes of our friends in South Korea?
Well, let's find out.
또다우리가그런어려운사람들을같이또힘을합해서도왔으면좋겠습니다
지금전세계적으로지진도나고홍수도나고폭설에너무너무어지럽고그런데전세계가다시안정적이고다시모든사람들이다행복했으면좋겠습니다2010년한해동안에는
새해복많이받으세요
Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Seoul, South Korea. Happy Lunar New Year! 새해복많이받으세요
Thanks so much! The colorful Lunar New Year celebration is called Dut in Olac or Vietnam. Let's hear about the festivities in Olac from our Supreme Master Television correspondent there.
Hi everyone! I'm here in beautiful Saigon, located in the heart of the southern part of Olac. This is the gorgeous Lotus Pond Park.
The Lunar New Year is a special time for family gatherings. How do families celebrate in Olac?
It's a joyous occasion for family reunions, and it is a time to exchange thoughtful wishes and lucky red envelopes filled with monastery gifts. Houses are filled with apricot or peach flowers in hope that good fortune will come to their families in the new year. We have a group here with some New Year's reading for us.
Happy Lunar New Year of the Tiger! May best growing save the planet!
祝quý khán giả xem đài vô thượng thư một năm mới an khang thịnh vượng và hạnh phúc.
Happy New Year!
Happy Lunar New Year! May all adopt the compassionate vegan diet in 2010. Now back to you at the studio.
Thanks so much. We too wish everyone a very happy and enlightening Lunar New Year.With many blessings for the earth and all of her inhabitants.
Fly-In News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. Starting on Friday, February 12th, the Haitian people gathered for 3 days of mourning for the more than 230,000 people who perished in the January 12th earthquake. Haitian President René Préval joined fellow co-citizens to honor them in prayer. Deeply concerned for the survivors since the initial disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai had responded with donations totaling $60,000 as she urged the medical professionals of our association to help with such needs as emergency surgeries. Later, she asked for the purchase of effective pain medicines, followed by a most recent request to provide the victims with tents to shelter from rain.
Combined with funds from our worldwide association members, the current $293,000 contribution could acquire $10.5 million in supplies in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. Covering most of their own travel expenses, our association's relief teams in Haiti have been reaching out to orphanages and remote areas with much-needed food. Meanwhile, at the major Adventist hospital in Carrefour, our medically trained relief team members continue to see an endless line of injured and sick patients.
A 19-day-old girl, after the earthquake, hasn't been fed anything. The mother has no milk. Mom had no money. She didn't even drink water. She's so malnourished. We have fortunately saved many babies that we couldn't believe they were alive. And now they're really happy and smiling and awake, and you know, you pass by and they blow kisses at you, and that's great.
She's got lots of bowels.
There are many children, many sick people that need help, and we have been able to do that for them. It's such a great feeling. I mean, it's everything is worth being here, not being able to sleep, not being able sometimes to bathe, but you don't care. I really have to thank Master for this great opportunity that she has given me.
Yes. Thank you.
We appreciate the world governments, groups, and volunteers for all your efforts to help the quake-affected people. Our gratefulness as well for Supreme Master Qinghai's ongoing concern for the victims and for our association's diligent relief team. May heaven's grace be with the faithful Haitians as they recover, and we pray that such tragedies are eased through humanity's care for all beings.
Earthquakes jolt Indonesia and the U.S. At least four tremors higher than magnitude 5.0 struck Indonesia this past week. Starting Monday, February 8th, Sulawesi Island was rumbled by two quakes, while a third occurred 113 kilometers northwest of North Maluku on Thursday. The next morning, a 6.6 magnitude tremor struck off Bali Island. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, a 3.8 magnitude quake that hit just northwest of the major U.S. city of Chicago, Illinois, was felt by millions of residents in nearby states. Fortunately, there were no damage or injuries reported from any of the events. We are relieved to know of everyone's safety and pray that such traumatic occurrences are eliminated through our conscious striving for better stewardship of the earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
India offers assistance to Palestine. As he met with visiting Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh announced a $10 million donation for Palestine's economic and social development. The Premier also affirmed his country's support for a Middle East peace solution that would include a united and independent Palestinian state. Heaven's blessings and many thanks, India, for your generosity and goodwill toward Palestine. May the amicable relations of all Indian and Palestinian people broaden in shared prosperity and brotherly love.
Ecuador and Colombia renew diplomatic ties. In a first-ever visit to Ecuador since 2007, Colombian President Alvaro Uribe met with President Rafael Correa on the sidelines of a Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, forum held in Quito. There, the leaders agreed to resume their country's friendly relations. The two heads of state are meeting again in 2 weeks, and an Ecuadorian embassy is soon to be established in Colombia's capital city of Bogota. Your Excellencies, Colombia and Ecuador, we respectfully laud your mutual cordiality and goodwill. May the people of your nations flourish in peace and harmonious relations.
Iraqi photographer freed. On Wednesday, February 10th, Reuters news agency freelance photographer Ibrahim Jassim was released by the U.S. military in Iraq after being detained for 17 months. His mother expressed her deep thankfulness while Mr. Jassim said, "How can I describe my feelings? This is like being born again." Mr. Ibrahim Jassim, we join in gladness for your freedom. May Allah grace this new chapter of life with your evermore happiness and fulfillment.
Russian opera singer remembered. Legendary mezzo-soprano and contralto Irina Arkhipova has passed away at the ripe age of 85. For more than three decades, her rich voice and expressive manner delighted audiences as she played leading roles in Moscow's Bolshoi Theater and also made guest appearances throughout Europe and the United States. Our condolences go to the family, friends, and fans of Ms. Irina Arkhipova, whose talent and grace illuminated the world of opera. May her soul rest serenely in the ever-melodious and loving realms of the divine.
Save our planet. Tibet's climate is dangerously warming. With data that was recorded across 29 observatories, including the base of Mount Everest, China's Meteorological Administration reported that 2009 temperatures were the warmest on record and that precipitation was the lowest in nearly 40 years.
Saying that the Tibet Autonomous Region is particularly vulnerable to climate change effects, Zheng Guagang, head of China's Meteorological Administration, stated, "The impact of global warming has accelerated glacial shrinkage and the melting glaciers have swollen Tibet's lakes. If the warming continues, millions of people would face floods in the short term and drought in the long run."
Many thanks, Mr. Zheng, and China's Meteorological Administration for these factual observations that highlight our global predicament. As we pray for the safety of people in Tibet's autonomous region and beyond, let us all hasten our efforts to restore the ecosphere.
As on previous occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke with concern of the rising toll of climate change during an October 2009 video conference in Hong Kong, along with the actions needed to avert a planetary crisis.
"Tens of thousands of lakes and rivers throughout the world are drying out now due to global warming and glaciers melting. It is thus only a matter of time. Knowing this, it would be best if we adopt the lifestyle that will restore the stability of our environment and benefit all beings in the world, which surely is a compassionate way of life, beginning with a vegan diet. No animal product."
Save our planet. The Northern Australia Land and Water Task Force announces that increasingly dry conditions due to climate change make the tropical north a poor agricultural choice to replace the drought-stricken southern farm areas.
Save our planet. Dr. Zafar Adil, chair of United Nations Water, states that conflict can be avoided if this key resource is seen as an opportunity for cooperation in any discussion of global warming.
I'm Onky the Piglet, and I love my plant-based diet. Today, I have a tip to share on adding more veggies to your meals. A tasty way to do that is to include them in your vegan sandwich, pita, or wrap. Bell peppers and spinach from a salad would be a delicious addition. You can also grate cabbage, zucchini, or carrots as a nutritious topping. There are so many possibilities. Enjoy the extra flavor. Thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching. And now for the weather around the world.
In animal welfare news, an American animal lover donates more than $5 million to the protection of whales. Retired popular game show host Mr. Bob Barker contributed the funds to the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society to purchase and renovate a ship. In his honor, the ship was gratefully named the Bob Barker. In addition, Mr. Barker has funded the cost of a helicopter that will accompany the Animal Protection Group in their missions to safeguard the intelligent whales. The Bob Barker has already been active, rescuing 6 members of the 80 Gill, another of the Sea Shepherd's ships, during the course of the Society's valiant whale-protecting expeditions in the Antarctic. Bravo, Mr. Bob Barker. God bless your generosity and dedication to our animal friends. The beautiful whales are certainly immensely appreciative of your love and care. Also, our deepest thanks, Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, for your heroic endeavors. May the God-given and sacred lives of all the wondrous animals on our shared planet be cherished.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told in Benin entitled, If.
Tu pa loka binanaw di banana da tu. Makai mata di nasaka na muk na sa sida ibinanaw at. Antala ma banana di statu pa tu. Na muk na sa sida ibinanaw di. Na masal budak suga. Hay daun kuna katuskuna na namasihal. Tu pa loka binanaw da tu. Makai mata din aga, namuk na sida binanawada, pulumakon di soay papasabak, tubalo ka banana to. Makalumak ea kusyan eba suy bisihala, madhima sa kilumak tia, pulumakon tia binanawada, isyan to sabak. Tubalo ka binanawada, makai mata din asaka, namuk na sida binanawada, pulumakon di soay pa pasabakon isan palanti, tubaka banana to. Makapala niya kinusia pa matiya sui simpaliva. Maktoy pa sok kabas-kabasa pun itiun pa sabaka binanawad na ka. Tupaka binanawada tu, makaimata din saka, mukna sida binanawada, iiti ay pahan lumak tiya, kusia pa palan mi tamasabaka. Makanay pa, kusia pa sinuludak suki, kahit malun su siya tupaon tumaliya, tupak banana tu, oh ni. Makanay pa mavaywis ta ima to magkaibang.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, if we don't use animal products, then the population of animals or livestock will increase. Would this impact our planet or will there be an increase in greenhouse gases? I'm still confused by this problem. Nazira from Aceh, Indonesia.
Hi Nazira, thanks for your candid question. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Caring Nazira, if we stop raising animals for meat and accessories, we will not keep breeding them. The animals that are alive now can live the rest of their days in happiness and dignity without reproducing. We will not have to worry about there being too many animals. Once we stop the inhumane practices toward our innocent co-inhabitants, our world will start recovering from the effects of global warming. Love, love to you and the pure-hearted people of Indonesia. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Bhagwana Ashirwad, which means God bless in Gujarati.
May our earth continue to be adorned with fragrant flowers, clear sky, and wondrous rainbows.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A representative for Saudi Prince Salman bin Abdulaziz presents a $30,000 donation to benefit orphans at Jordan's Mabarat Al-Hussein Orphanage.
To ensure player and spectator safety, Pakistani Sports Minister Ijaz Hussain Jakrani urges for an alcohol ban at cricket sporting events.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama involves media groups like Walt Disney Company in launching the Let's Move campaign to counter childhood obesity.
A team of 4 Italian physicians led by Dr. V. Stefano Luisi perform life-saving infant heart surgeries for the Palestine Children's Relief Fund.
The Azerbaijan National Agency for Mine Actions clears landmines to restore safe passage to some 2.3 million square meters of land.
The German Army airlifts emergency supplies to the snow and cold-stricken residents on the Baltic Sea island of Hidden Sea.
Israel's Eminent Wolf Prize is awarded to 7 American and European scientists for their work in various scientific areas, with cash prizes of $100,000 each.
U.S. legislator Walt Bibbins sponsors a bill to ban smoking in restaurants, bars, casinos, and malls throughout the state of Missouri.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.